What are your thoughts about the new NSABP neoadjuvant study, B40? It's going to look at several different chemotherapy, mostly based around docetaxel plus or minus bevacizumab.
I think certainly looking at bevacizumab in the pre-op setting makes perfect sense. Again, we're not part of NSABP, so as far as I recall from that study, there was docetaxel and then there was a gemcitabine arm
And a capecitabine arm.
Right. And I guess the issue is, does adding more chemotherapy in at this point, is it going to make a huge difference? Obviously, we don't know that. So I think that's an interesting question. But I think using the bevacizumab, and particularly, which the NSABP do very well, looking at molecular correlates of activity, I think is going to be very interesting in that trial.
What are your thoughts about what's been looked at and seen so far in terms of tissue and sera as it relates to bevacizumab?
Well, I think it's somewhat confusing because I don't think we really have any idea exactly what the target is for this drug. 12 months ago, Kathy Miller did present some preliminary data. They were looking at VEGF and RECAM and some other markers, but she didn't really find any correlation between the response to bevacizumab and these markers. So I guess it's another one of these agents where we're kind of searching for a target, but we know it works. But I think that's an important question. I think the preoperative setting offers a huge advantage in basically being able to answer these questions because it's so easy to get tissue, and at least you always have some tissue to look at in these studies versus the metastatic setting where historically it's very hard to get serial biopsies in that setting.